Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 18th of July. I'm Paul White. Today, we begin a couple or two or three days' worth of question and answer session from a Saturday morning session, session number two of four, from a conference we did in Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada, in June of this year. After the Saturday morning session, we held a brief Q&A. And the Q&A kicked off. You can hear the question pretty good. We started passing a microphone around after this first question, but I think you can hear it fairly well. Of someone asking about forgiveness. How do we forget? We forgive, but we keep getting back into the same thing again. It's a great question, and I hope we handled the answer properly. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah, everybody's dealt with probably the issue of trying to forgive somebody or whatever had
yes.
in the past, right?
Yeah,
and so, and myself included. So, I've thought of people that I felt in my eyes had wronged me, whatever. So, and then I verbally said, "Well, Lord, I just release them. I forgive them and all that."
Yeah.
But it seems like sometimes it's almost like it's a torment that comes back. It just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with that when you say you've forgiven them, but then all of a sudden, and again, this is just something that's real to me. It happens to me.
Yeah.
Is how do you deal with? It seems like it just repeats over and over. It just keeps coming back and back.
It's a good question. I personally, I've dealt with this question before because what I think has confused people is that we have been told by the church, you don't only forgive, you forget.
Yeah.
Well, that's hogwash. That's a lie.
Yeah.
You're not going to forget what people have done to you. And what we've done is we've taken the fact that we haven't forgotten and we have been convinced that because we haven't forgotten, we haven't forgiven. We aren't God. God has the ability to put our sins in the sea of no remembrance, or as we say, the sea of God's forgetfulness, that God doesn't remember it anymore. Well, I'm not God, I do remember. And we're in His image. I don't think God remembers them no more means God doesn't remember what you did. It means that God doesn't hold them against you. You remember them, and it's what makes you uniquely human. I mean, think about this. One of the things that is difficult about being human is we have to deal with loss and pain. Okay, we mitigate that all the time in every way that we can, but we balance how much pain we're willing to put up with by what we put ourselves into in life. And memory and pain are these amazing things we get to carry forward into the future because memory teaches us, I touched that pot on the stove once and my hand burned, don't do it again. Or memory teaches us, I remember when I got hurt, avoid that way of getting hurt. And so memory and pain are a way of accelerating us forward. Memory is not about remembering the past. Memory is about preparing for the future. So when we get wronged and we get hurt and we forgive, we still hold on to all the stuff that happened that put us in that place of chaos and pain. And we use that to try and avoid that place of chaos and pain in the future. But be released from the condemnation that because you remember what happened, you haven't forgiven them. Because I don't believe that's true. Ephesians chapter 4, Paul said, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now listen to this. Be kind to one another and tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So I believe the key to forgiveness is understanding how God in Christ forgave me. If I can comprehend how forgiven I am, I begin to have the ability to drop the rock and roll the stone from somebody else. Because if I've been forgiven for so much, how can I not forgive somebody else for so much? But be released from that. That's a demonic doctrine that if you haven't forgotten it, you haven't forgiven them. You would have to cease to be human to forget. And you're never going to forget. Don't use the remembrance to throw the rock. Use the remembrance to avoid the pain where possible.
Yeah.
Okay. So some situations you walked into and you got hurt, you have to forgive somebody and you go, don't go in that door anymore.
Yeah.
And some people you don't trust.
Yeah.
And you don't trust with certain pieces of your heart.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Nope.
And if you go back in again,
yeah.
I hate to say this, but shame on you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
chaos.
Because I've walked back into that same place. So be released from that.
Yeah.
I hope that helps.
That concludes today's podcast. Tomorrow, we will go a little deeper into this question and answer session. We'll see you then. God bless.